It is 7 o'clock, and I will call the meeting to order. This is the Bolton Lakes Regional Water Pollution Control Authority meeting, regular meeting Wednesday, April 29th, 2026, 7 p.m. This is in live at the Bolton Town Hall and also via Zoom. First order of business is public comment, and I do not see anyone on. No one's called in. So going on to item three, we have actually a pretty significant set of minutes. So approval of the minutes of March 25th, the public hearing and the special meeting.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, Dan made the motion and Mr. Hayes seconded it.
I got a couple of corrections, Bob.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think that we should spell Maureen Jones's first name right.
Where's this?
I'm sorry. On the first page of the document, under where it says BL Board held a special meeting on Wednesday 26th, and we see who was in attendance.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think you spell Maureen with two E's, not two R's. Am I right or wrong?
M-A-U-R.
Where are we?
Right here.
Oh, Maureen. Yes. Thank you.
The only other comment that I have.
Thank you.
Revolves around Carl's requests. And I didn't know. Is there a reason we didn't put Carl's address in? Or business?
No, unless we simply missed.
Okay.
Because I mean, we should add it into it.
Well, he identified it.
At, right.
I own price, you know.
Yeah, as Boston Turnpike.
Right.
We'll change it to include the actual street number.
Okay.
And joining us is Cheryl Uden. Welcome, Cheryl. Cheryl, we're just in the process of approving the minutes of the previous meeting.
With corrections.
I don't know if you have any corrections or additions to add.
No, look good to me.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hold on. Because we made the two corrections, we have to make the motion to pass it with the corrections.
Right.
So I'll make the motion. Let the seconder do the same.
Okay, same.
Okay.
Very good. Motion was made to approve the minutes as corrected and seconded.
What were the corrections?
It was just a spelling correction on a name. And the second correction was adding, we left out, when Mr. Price spoke here, we left out the address. And
okay, thank you.
Include the address. Sorry, that's right. You weren't here when we talked about that.
No, sorry, okay. I was late.
No, that's quite all right. It's okay. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And it passes unanimously of the members present. All right. Item three, consider an act on the budget as discussed at the public meeting. So we have Jim here tonight. Should you have any questions in our discussions, Jim, at the last meeting, I just passed along some of our comments that you felt that the 196 would be sufficient to meet all the needs for this coming year. Is that?
Yeah, I think we had some anomalies last year, which were driving up estimates for this upcoming year. So, you know, we felt, you know, I worked on this with our finance director, or now she's our interim finance director, as of Monday. But she and I worked on this together along with Sue Ellen. And we looked at, you know, last year's history. And again, we felt that there were some anomalies. And if it weren't for those anomalies, I think that we would have been fine with the budget that we presented. So that was our recommendation, was to keep it where it's at, and you know, we'll try to do what we can.
You're frozen.
One of the things that we had talked about, which is to meet with the town of Manchester Water and Sewer Department. And
Jim, you're freezing up every now and then, so
we're getting hit with, because we had a couple.
Anyways,
he's not hearing you when he cuts.
No,
it's his internet.
Oh,
no, he's really gone now.
No, goes that. But I can. What we were talking with Jim was Have to wait to unfreeze. And joining us is Maureen. I think I have to see her up on the screen.
Hi, I'll be logged in about 30 seconds.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah,
I'm just
sorry.
Seeing you there. All right, but I can briefly, we'll go back to Dan and I met, put this in perspective. Dan and I had a meeting with the director and...
Yeah, I want to talk about that. I made some...
Yeah, when we get all to that, but part of the discussion, and we left to go forward, was for us to get a hold of Manchester and negotiate adjusting that one huge bill. Even with everything they discussed, it's still way out of whack.
Well, the this one here?
Yeah, that one. That one.
But they said they didn't charge us for the full amount.
Yeah, but it's still significantly... There's still a difference there that we wanted to get a detail on that and look at it a little further.
Well, don't we have the history? My point here was, and I don't know, do you want to vote on the budget first and then go on to this?
Or well, I just wait. Oh, I lost Jim, but yeah, we will.
I'm back. I'm just going to leave my video off. It seems to be, you know, not.
Oh, okay.
Seems like I maybe don't have the strongest signal here tonight.
Okay.
So yeah, we thought if we kept the budget where it is and just try to, you know, make good common sense decisions where we can and economize, I think we will be okay. And the reality is we need a normal year to be able to predict what the future is going to look like.
And that includes the sensor
right
that we have in it, which is operational.
Right.
And also the insurance.
That the town has picked up, it's now coming over to our side of the ledger, right? So where it belongs.
Yeah, right. Okay. So
I'll make the motion to approve the budget as presented.
Second.
Motion is made by Mr. Hayes and seconded by the mayor. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All right, Marines, aye. So it's passed by majority vote. 2-4-6-0. Going on to the next item, and this is the one that has a whole lot to discuss, and which is
the meeting that you had with the
county manager. Yeah. Right. So Dan and I were both there. Dan, you want to share?
Actually, I thought it was a good meeting. It was good that we got together, had the open discussion. We talked about, at one point, they had found rocks and blue rags in the sewer, and we had explained that, you know, that couldn't have gone through any of the shredders. That right. had to come through the line that is gravity-fed, and we showed that it's a very small amount. A gravity fed, and if they would have notified us immediately, we could have actually done an investigation of what's going on.
Right.
Right. So they made it, they told us that, you know, they're going to continue to inspect that manhole where they found it. And if they find anything else, they're going to immediately let us know.
Right. And then they,
where's the manhole?
It's right. It's right on a hillside lane. Oh. There's two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's ours and theirs.
Right.
And
where the meters are, right?
Right. It's where the meters are. Correct.
They're inspecting ours or their manhole?
Well,
or both?
She didn't.
I think that was ours they inspected, which they normally
may have.
Do.
Right, right.
But they had to, they came up and inspected because I guess that's they have a meter under one of them.
And both of them.
Yeah. And so the, yeah. And when they popped it open, there were 2-inch rocks and there were these blue rags.
And the thought was there had to be somewhere in maybe one of the construction projects and the tie-ins a surge that brought this stuff in, because they never had that issue before, other than when we first started.
We had a
similar type stuff, and there's only two places that might have started from. One would have been the mobile station, and the other one is when Minicucci's were tying in those homes up there. We don't know, but if that's in. Obviously, there never hasn't been an issue since then. So we also And we you know let them know that we are now we will now monitor ours all the time, and Jim and I discussed it. We said, Manchester, if you want, you can monitor as well. This way, we see where we should they should be exactly the same.
So are we going to monitor our manhole, and they're going to monitor theirs, or we're going to monitor both?
Well, we're going to monitor ours because that's
Where the problem was.
the problem, and that'll and you know I we didn't ask if they would share theirs. I don't think they. Why would they care?
No, it wouldn't surprise me if they keep looking at that one manhole cover that they opened on our
Right.
end,
Yeah.
because they want to make
Well,
sure
you
there's
guys
a.
actually met down there.
We were
We
there.
were in Manchester.
We met at at Manchester Town Hall.
Oh, okay. But you didn't go down. You didn't go with them down to open up any
Oh
doors.
no.
Okay.
No.
I was confused for a minute.
And the I have to, I give the forget her first name. Give her credit because she, frankly,
Shannon.
yeah, Shannon. And she said when she first came on, things were pretty much
Spread.
like right a rat race there, and a lot of the issues that occurred was during that period. So that's why Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but wants to have an additional discussion with them to go back. Let's go back historically to see what happened, and maybe there may there well may be another issue on that we haven't caught, but that's what we want to look at. And quite frankly, from that discussion, I felt pretty confident that she's willing to work with us in a very positive way. This is of all the meetings we've had there, this is one not only was positive, was extremely informative.
So Shannon Miles is, what's her actual title at the time?
She's head of the sewer and water.
She is.
She's both. And
Was definitely a good
you ever
discussion.
work? You must have worked. Have you worked with her? Oh,
Does she come from the MDC?
no, not
no,
that I know.
no. I don't know where
I
she
just
was
read the
from,
email.
but she's
She was from Aquarian.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
Sure, we know where
but
that
she
is.
responded back that day with an email summarizing the whole meeting.
Yeah,
I
right
see
here.
that. Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
That day, I said that day. Yeah.
I read that.
So that went
So she's efficient. If nothing else, she's efficient.
efficient, and she seems, quite frankly, knows her stuff.
Right.
She does.
And that's just it. It's not just a bureaucrat running it. This is a person
So what time did you guys meet down
that
there? In the morning,
in the
I think.
morning, yeah.
Well, I mean, because she memorializes to you at 12:34, so
Yeah,
it wasn't the end
well,
of the
somebody was
day.
taking notes right
Yeah,
there.
that's what was smart. Yeah, I do it now with AI.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
No,
just let AI take the notes.
it's
Yeah,
lethal.
well, that's do we do that here?
They can do both verbatim, and then they can do consolidated, memorialized notes. Yep.
So I don't know if Jim, you want to add anything?
No, I mean, I think the only thing I would add is that, what access to our meter means for them is we're going to give them remote access. So they'll be able to actually just go on a computer screen and pull it up. And that way they can actually check it against theirs to make sure that there's no anomalies there.
Do we get remote access to theirs too?
We can ask.
Probably not.
We'll see. I mean, if they can look at
Right.
it.
So, Bobby, this is great news. I think it's good progress. But I'm curious as to this next page.
Oh, that was that.
Oh, you have nice colors.
Oh, you want mine? You can have it. I printed my own. That's why it's
Okay.
colored. So,
Those are the anomaly times.
yes. So how does this get resolved?
They resolved it.
They said that they instead of charging us the whole thing, they spread it out over a couple of they adjusted it over a couple of times, but what we haven't seen is is a real accounting of how much. And that's what Jim wants to meet them about, exactly how much.
I thought she said that they didn't charge us for these big ones.
Right.
Yeah, they charge us for is the smaller ones.
Oh, is that how it worked?
That's what they told us.
Actually billed.
Yeah.
But we did get a huge bill that we still haven't quite figured out the difference.
And they'll figure it out.
Because that would have quadrupled.
Right. Like it's quite or more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one, I believe, that was $44,000 for the quarter.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that...
As opposed to 30-something, which is our normal.
We have to have history.
Well, exactly.
We've been in operation now.
Right.
And so we could look back at 24 and 23 and 22 and 21.
Exactly. So, and quite frankly...
And so can they.
Well, we've started that on the financial side, and as we were talking... Now we have someone there who I think we can really work with, do the same thing with Manchester, so we can have that history and, you know, spot anomalies and work this out. And Dan brought a good point out, because that's, he mentioned it. He says, if you see something, contact us right away, because we can correct it.
So, Bobby, how you said we're going to start inspecting that manhole.
No,
who's going to do it, and how often are we going to do
it? It's monitored 24/7. It's electronically monitored.
So, but that, the electronic monitoring doesn't
monitors the flow.
Okay.
So when we see an anomaly in the flow, that's when you
they're going to check it once a month.
They're going to open it up and take a.
You know, Manchester is going around and doing all of theirs on a normal basis and once a month too. Right?
Yep. Okay. And they added it. She didn't realize. I don't think not many of them realized how small our gravity portion was.
Yes.
No, she had no clue. In fact, we had to explain to her how our system works.
It's the smallest leg of the whole project.
It not only that.
Did we send her the maps that she asked for?
Well, we are going to send it to her, a better map than she has.
Right. Well, we got this in within, you know, a couple hours. We should make sure we get that to her.
Yeah.
Right. She's just looking for a service map.
She wants to know how it's set up.
I got it.
The service area and how and where it runs.
Yeah.
And we explained to her that the grinder pump system and its workings, that it can't, none of that material could have gotten through a grinder pump.
So Jim Rupert.
I'm here.
Okay. Can you make sure she gets a service area map, you know, by the close of business this week?
I can try.
Okay.
I'm only in for tomorrow. I'm out on Friday. I've got to take my wife to doctor's appointments, but I'll do what I can.
I don't necessarily need you to do it. You can assign it to somebody. I'm sure there are other people here that have a copy of that that can just email.
The person that has the best set of maps is Joe Dillon.
Yeah, so
we want to have Joe send them a good map rather than
send it to her and introduce.
Yeah, because what she has would be a small thing that we could. We're sending in something that's not any better than what she has.
But and Dillon is
and Joe has them. Joe has them electronically, so that would be easy for him to transmit.
Yeah, we can have maybe Sloan could contact him and with you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And just have him email it out.
Yeah, I could send him an email as soon as we wrap up the meeting.
Yeah,
well, it's not the worst thing for him to introduce himself to her as well. Maybe he could call her afterwards and say, I just sent you this email. I'm hoping you got it. I'm the engineer of record for the Bolton Water Pollution Control Authority. And if there's anything I can do to help you, let me know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good point. By the way, the other interesting point in our discussion, she was surprised that she asked, where's your service area and who's and what do you have for personnel? I says, we don't have any. Because you don't have any.
We're all volunteers.
No, I said, we're all, everything's subcontracted.
Right.
Virtually,
right.
Other than, you know, the small portions that each town does.
Right.
And we also explained to her how we were created and how unique we are.
Yes.
So she has a better understanding what our operation is, which I think is helpful as far as working together. Okay, with that, go back to my. So the inquiry we were
calibration report was done on behalf of us at our meter. This report?
Yeah.
Okay. Bobby.
So everything is what we tried to, what we're obviously where we are now is a lot better situation. Is that we monitor that thing 24/7, as also the odor control. So if something goes there,
we had a hiccup with the odor control.
Do we what?
We had a hiccup with the odor control.
Yeah, well, we had a switch, a switch over. There was a time there when we, the switchover was the one they loaned us for testing, and then they added a new one. So there was about a couple weeks there, a switchover. They were able to install the new sensor, but they didn't have the antenna that could send it out. So we had a.
So the system wasn't dosing.
Right.
And did we get any calls from anybody?
Yeah, we got one call, and it was a moderate odor for, and
it got fixed
right away. So now this is hopefully this will work better. And also this will get the other thing we were looking for and that we were, it suggested in our discussion is that the little voice going away. It's that wonderful pollen in the air, by monitoring this way and having better control of our use of bioxide, we probably will use less than more, because once things would happen, we would just flood it for a while, and then turn it back whenever you felt you should turn it back.
Do you believe who is getting noticed on this thing? Who's the emergency contact if there's a problem? When the alarm goes off, they send it to these people.
It goes to how many of us, Jim? This.
Well, I get the first phone call. I think you get the second phone call.
Yeah. So either one of us will get it right away. But this is also monitored at the town hall on a daily basis too during normal operating hours. Anything after that, but it's also being monitored by the service that we use. So if they get it too,
okay.
So that's again. Operationally, we're a lot better off than we were a couple months ago. Much better off, and I think for the future, it'll make life for everybody better, and I think a better operation for all of us, and at not a huge cost differential. That's the other thing.
Okay.
So, good. I don't know, anybody else have any comments, questions? That's the odor control. We have nothing else.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any comments, additions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It's unanimous vote, 5-0. Thank you all for coming. We appreciate it. And even though I screwed up on the screen, not quite as nice as I normally want it.
It works.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Night.